Today, I want to talk about dinosaurs a little bit and how they relate to the Bible. I recently wrote a ebook that you can download for free on my website called Dinosaurs and the Bible: The Truth About Dinosaurs. And a lot of people are really confused about this subject. When most people think about dinosaurs, they immediately think about millions of years and evolution. And Satan has used dinosaurs to lead many people away from the Bible for a long time now. And it's time that we start using dinosaurs to lead people to the Bible and to Jesus Christ. The existence of dinosaurs does not contradict with the Bible in any way, shape, or form. In fact, dinosaurs fit perfectly in with what the Bible says. The Bible says that God created all the land animals, including dinosaurs and man, on day six. They were made on the same day. So yes, dinosaurs and man did live together in the past. However, they didn't call them dinosaurs. They called them dragons. Dragons are mentioned in the King James Bible 34 times. So why don't we still see dinosaurs today? Well, there could be a few still around. It's impossible to know what is living on every square inch of this planet. Most of the dinosaurs were probably killed during the flood of Noah's day. Dinosaurs getting off of Noah's ark, because he took two of each kind of animal, so of course he had dinosaurs on there. They faced a very different and harsh environment from what the pre-flood world was. And many died as a result of this post-flood climate change. It was very different. Remember, before the flood, people lived to be over 900 years old. And reptiles probably did too. But, after the flood, lifespans started dropping off. And not only was the environment harsh on the dinosaurs, man also killed them. There are many legends all over the world about people slaying dragons. Most of the dinosaur fossils that we find are from dinosaurs that were buried quickly during the flood of Noah's day. So the next time you go to a museum and see a dinosaur skeleton, you can be reminded of the worldwide flood as recorded in the book of Genesis. During that flood, God poured out his wrath upon this earth. The Bible says that there is coming a day when God will once again pour out his wrath on the earth. However, God does not want you to have to experience his wrath. Before the flood, God told Noah to build an ark. This ark was open and available to all who would be willing to go through its door and be saved. This opportunity to be saved was available until God shut the door and began pouring out his wrath on the earth. God is doing the same thing today. He's offering Jesus Christ as the ark of salvation. Anyone who is willing to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior will be saved. Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." The offer is there now, but there will come a day when God will shut the door again. When God raptures up all the believers, he will then again pour out his wrath on the earth. Dinosaur fossils remind us of the flood and the ark of salvation that saved Noah and his family. The ark of salvation that we have today is Jesus Christ. I hope that if you haven't already, that you will place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, before it's too late. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to hit the subscribe button. And also, be sure to go to my website, truthingenesis.com, and get the free ebook about dinosaurs in the Bible. Thanks for watching.